Allah is not reactive. So in the material world, the best example that people can understand is your dad has $100 million. And he says, my son is young, so I'm not going to leave it in his hands because he's not mature to receive his ahad in his covenant. He gives to a big law firm because the shaykhs are wakils, they're attorneys in Divinely Presence. He gives to a big law firm, and in the law firm he has written everything, that this boy has to achieve this, he has to be of this age to achieve this. Everything is legally outlined, signed, documented, and the court has stamped upon it. The attorney meets with you and tells you, we have a covenant and a contract that your father has given to us, we are the attorneys that hold its responsibility, and you can't get a dollar from it until you've finished it. You say, okay, so you came to the shaykh, but for some reason shaitan plays with you, you go to somewhere else, you say, oh, this is another shaykh, this is another shaykh, this is another shaykh. As I'm gonna run and go now to that other shaykh, but you have a covenant already here. So imagine like you had an inheritance, you didn't like that shaykh anymore or that attorney, and you run to another law firm. Yeah, yeah, my dad left me a lot of money. And they say, okay, what happened? They say, yeah, oh, he had a whole bunch of restrictions, and the attorney, I don't want to follow those restrictions. In one call they'll find out that this is not something we can fight. It's ironclad, it's written exactly what you're supposed to do, and if you're not going to do it and you're not going to do it for us and you didn't do it for him, we're not going to represent you. And you find in your physical life not a single person will touch you in reality. What do you think then Prophet will do to you? That, oh, you pretended to love this person, you pretended to give your heart to this person to reach your covenant and your ahad, your bayat, you took bayat and an initiation, and the bayat Allah described for you, don't break your bayat to the detriment of your own soul. So you look with this firm, and in the event you decided you don't want to do that anymore and you'd rather go to someone else, there is no other else. There is nothing that you can break to go to someone else to go get the ahad and the covenant from Prophet. It doesn't work that way. If that's a guide, a real guide, and the guide has not broken the rules of that guidance, is a living guide, has an ijazah of guidance, there's no way to break that covenant in which Prophet will honor it through someone else. Because you showed your inability to be loyal, your inability to love, and your inability to follow guidance and direction. So now you are abtar, you are cut, drifting into space under the illusion that you're doing something. But you can't be doing anything with the shaykh that you betrayed, and no new shaykh going to take you to present you to Prophet as somebody who broke their covenant. So means the way has an immense discipline, immense reality, and it's more stringent than dunya legal understandings. And if anybody's dealt in the material world, they know how difficult legal issues can be. Then imagine now the spiritual realm, where people think they can bounce around, they listen a little bit, they follow, they say, oh, we love your teaching. Then they go open up a website and say, I do this and I do that and I do this. And pretending that they reach something, they have some sort of a covenant or contract, they have some sort of fana, they have some sort of initiation. And that becomes a source of immense destruction. It doesn't hurt the shaykh at all because 10,000 people can do that, they don't care, you don't take anything from the shaykh. But you'll be destroyed because as soon as you put your face out and you put your whatever out, you don't have his protection and you don't have his shaykh's protection. And there's no shaykh protecting a deceitful, lying person. Anyone who steals the property of a shaykh and his teachings, who's going to have your back when you put your face out? No one. And that's when shaitan is destroying people. And that's why shaitan does that, is to destroy people.